What do you call meat from the side of a hog but salted but not smoked?
And then of course, where's the fat bag? I don't know just where that comes from.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Souse. Isn't that right? Souse.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And what about the same thing in a peach?
Same kernel. And but inside the seed is a kernel, I believe they called it, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now you crack a seed peach over that cherry. I don't know about the cherries. I just never have cracked a cherry, but I have a peach many times. And there's a kernel in that. And it looks sort of like an almond after you crack an almond, you know, when you the nut.
Yeah. Almond,
you know how it looks. Well, that the kernel to a peach looks about like that.
Uh-huh.
Except it's not quite as big. Of course, the almond is much bigger in the shell than it is after it's gotten out of the shell.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Well, clear seed. And wait a minute, that's not clear seed.
Oh, that's the other one.
Plum seed. Plum seed. I believe it's plum seed.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Don't have to be shelled. String beans. Is that
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
What are beans?
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Salad, turnips, or salad. That's A-L-L-E-T, I believe that is, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, beet salad. And then they had a poke, you know, my nigger that I have. But for me, she occasionally asked me, what's a poke? Pokeberry. Pokeberry, you know, when it's right tender, you know, comes up. And they eat that.
Oh, really? I didn't know you could eat that.
Yeah.
Well, now, is that the stuff that has the purple berries on it?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Well, now, you can't eat the berries, can you?
No. The birds eat them, though. I don't know why. Well, as I said, we were taught to eat them, they were poison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was always told, too. Right?
I have a little girl living upstairs here. Her husband plays ball, and she's teaching school right now. She's going to leave next week and join me. It's out from Columbus, Ohio. That's where he's... joins that... league or something, I don't know what it is, and she stays here and teaches school, teaches French. She's right young, so she has a little dog, cutest thing you've ever seen. It's not a poodle, I don't know what you call it, smaller than a poodle, and just cute as a bitch. She does that, so she takes it out every evening as she gets from school and plays around out there in the back. So she came in and they said, oh, Miss Bennett says, you know, you have so many strawberries. I said, strawberries? Where is it, strawberries? I said, honey, those are just snake strawberries. They're all over the place. You know, snake strawberries. And I said, they're poisonous, I reckon. We were always told when we were children not to eat them, that they were poisonous. They were snake strawberries. And they're quite different from the ones that we eat. Quite different. But it just amused me that she was raised out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where she was raised.
Yeah, well, I guess things around here really are different from
here. Yeah, I reckon so. But still, I don't know. We had a trip once summer before my husband died. He had my twin brother and his wife. 4 hours to go west and trip all out there, where, and we came through Tulsa and Oklahoma City. And the most interesting thing to me was the oil wells. I just enjoyed looking at those, just sitting right out in the big road anyway, you know, where the line went. Well, just real amusing. I saw them in Oklahoma City. And but one thing that I didn't see, but my brother said, well, the reason you didn't see them because they had on civilian clothes and you just probably saw them but just didn't notice the difference. I was looking for the Indians all out there. I thought Oklahoma would be just full of Indians, you know. And I said, well, I didn't see a sea of Indians. So he said, well, they had on native clothes like I was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really unusual. But when I was in North Carolina, well, I knew the Indians there, and some of the Indians up there did marry the white people. And some of them were real educated and nice, and the one that was our guide once when we were up there, he was very intelligent and all. So, but I just wouldn't know them anyway. Go to the schools there on the reservation up there in North Carolina, you know, Cherokee. But I didn't, that's what I expected to see. And some of them wear their native clothes up there, you see, in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
But I think they did it more for the tourist sake than the Indians.
Probably so.
Because I know they were always after to let the tourist picture be made for the Indians, you know.
Mm-hmm.